Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week and next week, we are going to be studying together the biblical principles for Christian parenting. So if you are a parent or you hope to someday be a parent, I believe that the biblical principles that we will study together over the next 2 weeks will be of great benefit and blessing to you. We will begin at Psalms chapter 127, verse 3. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. This is a beautiful scripture which clearly identifies God's perspective on children, that children are a gift from the Lord, that the fruit of the womb is a reward, and that a person is blessed whose quiver is full of them, like arrows in the quiver of a warrior. In our society, children are not as treasured or as desired as they once were when our culture was more agrarian and children were considered a benefit or a necessity to help with the family farm. But today, we live in a culture where the pursuit of material things has often pushed out of the way the desire for more than a few children. But God's heart is that children are a treasure and a gift. But the key in our end-time culture that we live in is to understand the wisdom of the Lord in raising or disciplining our children. And the word discipline very simply means the training that will bring about self-control, training that brings about self-control. And we live in a day when there are many, many children that are being raised in homes where there's little or no training or discipline, where perhaps both parents work or are absentee because of long hours, and the children are left to look out for themselves, so to speak, and there's little training going on in that environment. The problems that result from that sort of upbringing are a multitude. Children have no self-discipline in that kind of a setting, and they are not trained and prepared for a future in the sense that God intended for them to be prepared by the parents. Well, today I want to just share with you some thoughts on preparation for parenting, whether you are already a parent or whether you are single and hoping someday to be married and have children, or you are a couple who has not yet had children. I believe that the biblical principles I'll share today will be of help to you. The first thing that I want to share with you is the idea that as parents, we need to prepare ourselves for this awesome task of parenting. And to do that, we must look at the Word of God and see what God would require of us. The first thing that I want you to consider is that oftentimes it will be necessary for a parent, for a mother and a father, to allow the Lord to cleanse their temple, so to speak. In John chapter 2, we see the amazing story of Jesus entering the temple, the physical temple in Jerusalem, and driving out the money changer. He made a whip of cords, and he went through that temple, overturning tables and crying out that they had made his father's house a den of thieves. And he basically was saying that they had defiled something that was very precious to God. And oftentimes in our lives, the temple, which is our own life, our own body, the scripture tells us that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, that temple needs some cleansing before you undertake the precious task of parenting children whom God gives to you. It's important that we be willing to relinquish anything that is damaging or ineffective in our attempts at parenting or our preparation for parenting if it is contrary to God's way of thinking. When we are children, we learn from those who are closest to us. And so our parents and other important adults in your life when you were a child would undoubtedly have become role models in your life for parenting skills. And this should be a good thing, but if you are raised in a non-Christian home, if you are raised in an ungodly environment, if your home was not intact, you didn't have both mother and father, and perhaps there were difficulties in the home, then the things that you learned from those parental role models possibly need to be corrected if they did not line up with the Word of God. We need to be willing to relinquish those things which are damaging that we may have learned from role models in our lives when we were children. And this is a vital thing because in Proverbs 22, verse 6, we are instructed to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. But if you were not trained up in the way that you should go, you don't want to repeat those same mistakes when you have your own children, or when if you have children now, in your disciplining or your handling or your dealing with your own children. And yet so often we find people falling into patterns they don't want to be in that are reflections of what they experienced in their past as children themselves. But God is able to cleanse, to restore, to put in right order things in your life. And so I want to ask you, would you let the Holy Spirit do a heart checkup on you? And let me share with you some common areas of difficulty that oftentimes cause problems in parenting. The first one is this. In Matthew 7, verse 1, we see Jesus' admonition of judge not, lest you be judged. Don't judge, the Word of God tells us. And this is a struggle that many people have if they had parents who were ungodly, who did not treat them well, who perhaps were abusive, or perhaps alcoholic, or just plain absent from their lives. And the temptation when you've had parents who struggled or who were sinful in their own lives, and of course that affects the children, is to judge those parents harshly, to condemn them. They were terrible parents, is the most easy thing to fall into. And yet Jesus absolutely makes it clear that we are not to judge lest we fall into the same judgment. If you desire to be a good parent, it is going to be absolutely vital to your spiritual life that you make a decision that you're not going to judge your parents for their faults. Instead, you need to have Jesus' attitude and say, Father, forgive them, for they knew not what they did. They didn't know what they were doing. No parent sets out in life to be the worst parent they could possibly be. No person on the earth sets out with that as their goal. People fall into poor parenting habits or patterns because of sin in their life or the sins that have been perpetrated against them. And God loves them and God would help them if they would cry out. But so many people are blinded, they don't even know to cry out to the Lord. So if you were raised in that kind of an environment, take Jesus' attitude that he had toward those who nailed him to the cross and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And refuse to fall into the trap of judging your parents for being poor parents. Be wise, realize you don't want to judge your, you don't want to raise your children the same way. You want to raise them according to the Word of God, but don't fall into that same trap so many do, because the problem you will encounter is that the scripture tells us in Matthew 7, 2, is that in the way that you judge, you will be judged also. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. If you don't want to end up being a poor parent yourself, even though you may have the best intentions, you have got to agree with the Word of God, refuse to judge your parents, Just refuse. Let God deal with it. Let God take care of it. And in fact, pray for them and bless them. And you will relieve that spiritual pressure that comes. It begins to take place. There's a spiritual principle of reaping and sowing. There's that spiritual principle of judgment. You don't want to end up in that pattern that your parents struggled in. So refuse to judge. And that's the best preparation for parenting you can start out with. And remember that Galatians 6 tells us that you will reap what you sow. So sow lots of grace towards your parents' weaknesses so that you can reap lots of grace through your own children toward your weaknesses, because you won't be a perfect parent either, even though perhaps you're born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, seeking God's face. You'll still never be a perfect parent, but you can reap grace through your children if you will be gracious towards your parents. Those are the two things I wanted to share with you as very, very important preparation for parenting. Be careful that you don't judge your own parents. Be aware of the principle of reaping and sowing, and be ready to be one that gives lots of grace for the mistakes and shortcomings of others, especially your own parents, so that you can receive grace from God to be a good parent in the dealings that you have with your own children. So start out by allowing God to cleanse your heart of any attitude of judgment or bitterness that you may have had for having poor parenting in your own childhood. So just say, Lord, please forgive me. I confess judgment of my parents as sin, judging them for their errors, their mistakes. And I ask you to cleanse me of that now. Give me grace to be gracious towards them and help me to be a good parent towards my children. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue in Christian parenting. God bless you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.